Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells from District 3, and we're taking your questions during this hour as well. 785-537-1350. This is your community's radio show here, so I'll take your questions all hour long. We're going to talk a little bit about let's first of all talk about the firing range agreement that you guys have come up with. That was discussed a little bit yesterday with the architect.
That's correct. We've got the firing range came up from the planning board last night, I believe. I haven't heard what happened on that yet, but this is just the building itself. It's for training, restroom, cleaning firearms, et cetera. It's a very modest building. The proposed concept worked out with RCPD and the architect is, I think, fairly modest. It should be just enough to meet their needs. But it will allow for expansion later in the future. One thing we have to work on yet, we have to get water into it, and they have to have the sanitation engineer devise us a system for waste disposal, and we may have to upgrade the electrical possible. So we have that underway, and we should have an answer on that here in the next 30, 60 days maybe.
Are you pleased with the economics of this project so far, how it's coming along?
So far, we're well within what we had budgeted, and so fingers crossed. I think it's unless something unforeseen comes up or those water line and power stuff adds to the cost, I still think we're in good shape. But so far, I'm happy with what is coming in. I'd rather not spend any money at all, but that's not going to be the case. We're required to provide those facilities for RCPD.
All right, we've got another caller on the line. I believe this is Paul. Good morning, Paul. Go ahead, Paul. Are you ready?
Yes. I'd like to point out a few things about Ron Wells. He's been here longer than half the people in the county. He's full of common sense. He's not left, right, or up, down. He's common sense and realist. He knows more about Wildcat Creek than anybody in this community, anybody. He's doing a great job on this, and we need to remind the listening public, the worldwide listening public, that Ron saved this county, I don't know how many million dollars, Rich Barber could tell you, or the treasurer could, but he was in a big deal about a water thing that happened years ago. Somebody tried to bring up and burn him on. That's just people that are jealous. But Ron is doing a great job. He's one of the best people in our county. He cares about Manhattan, Riley County, and the surrounding counties, and all the people. Ron, you're doing a good job.
All right. Thanks for the comments. Mr. Wells, do you want to respond?
No, I just I know Paul. I appreciate the comments, yeah, like I say. But, no, I'm just on here just to deal with what's going on in the county currently, and going to plan on continuing the rest of the year anyway.
All right. Well, getting back just briefly on the firing range, I know there's a deadline you have to meet, June 30th. As far as RCPD moving into that facility, given the current situation too with COVID-19, is that even a remote possibility that they'll be in there by July 1st?
We're hoping that they'll be able to go in there and at least do their training and things. But in visiting with RCPD, they wouldn't have to actually, I don't think, qualify for maybe an additional period of several months or something. I don't remember the details, but I'm not real concerned about that right now. I just got a word yesterday from the owner's brother of the previous current shooting range. And they are willing to allow us to have another 30, 60, or 90 days on the lease if necessary.
I see. Okay. And in terms of other facilities, another discussion point yesterday, your meeting was a potential quarantine site, an alternate care site here for the Riley County Health Department in response to the coronavirus. And that is aiming to open next week.
Well, that's called a recovery unit. And it's quite lengthy as far as me going into detail there. I leave that up to the county counselor and, of course, Julie Gibbs, because I didn't realize how much was involved in making an agreement with a motel, hotel, as far as our insurance carrier, for one. When if something happens, who carries insurance on what? What condition do we leave it in versus what condition it was when we received it, et cetera? So County Counselor Clancy Holman has spent many, many hours ironing out the details. So I think everything is pretty well underway. We do have funding, and we'll be able to cover that. So I think it's a very good idea, because we're not sure when this COVID-19 is actually going to end yet.
That's a fair point. And as I understand it, it's the place that they're looking at is not finalized yet. Here's the Four Points by Sheridan, but there have been a few other locations looked for as well.
The Four Points by Sheridan was the last that I have knowledge of as far as working with the final details of things. And I was kind of thinking that over this morning while I was waiting on your call. Some hotels, it could be a difficult location to get in and out of, and I don't know who initially chose that area, but that is somewhat isolated. The parking lot is kind of away from everything except that little shopping area to the east of it. So I think it looks like that's going to be the one, but I can't verify that.
All right, fair enough. As far as some other discussions, you got the budget you're going to be working on here very shortly, if not already, for 21. Boy, and there's a lot of question marks, I imagine, if you're preparing a budget for next year.
It's going to be a handful. First thing I'm going to do is see what visit with the other two commissioners and see. First of all, I can't see that we're going to wind up with any increases in anything personnel-wise, and I'm looking to see if they have a willingness to reduce the county commissioner's budget income for one and hold the line on the rest. These things will have to work out when the budget starts, but we'll have an idea in about another month, or probably next month, on our impact on loss of sales tax revenue. I'm really concerned about us poor taxpayers. We have second-half property tax coming up May 10th, actually May 11th, and we need that. You know, that's the money we operate on, and I'm concerned that there are going to be people that actually will not be able to come up with the money, possibly, number one. Number two, we discussed trying to give them a break if they put it on their credit card. You know, there's an additional charge for doing your taxes, you know, online and through using a credit card. We talked about not having that charge on it. Well, I found out yesterday that that billing is all done by a third party. So the county has no say. We don't benefit at all from that additional charge on there. So the state statute determines when the taxes have to be paid. So our hands are kind of tied right now. But and being a taxpayer and having had two businesses, they get a great deal of my sympathy, because it's going to hurt.
And did I hear that right? One of the things under consideration might be that you guys actually take a little hit in your salary.
I'm willing to forego a nominal amount, and I think it just shows good faith, the fact that our people are hurting and we're there representing them. And so that's just me. I haven't talked to Commissioner Ford or Commissioner Rodriguez, and they work hard and good people too. So I'm just curious to see what we come up with. But we'll get into the 2021 budget and see just how bad or how good or how bad things are going to be. And the downside of it is COVID-19 may still be ongoing. So we don't know the long-range impact yet either.
Yeah, right. What about in terms of hiring? I know there's been a lot of entities that are instituting a hiring freeze. Is that something that's been brought up yet at the county level?
I have no desire to do any additional hiring, other than we will have several department heads to replace this year. We're already advertising for one, and we have another one going out in December, and possibly a third one. and there are going to be major positions to fill. If there's an upside, it's typically the new hire coming in generally starts at a lower salary than the person going out. So, but it's going to be a necessary. Those positions are very important in Raleigh County, and they need to be filled.
And I read something the other day that Sedgwick County was, they have like 2,500 employees, I think, and they're actually sending emails to asking certain folks if they'd be willing to volunteer to be furloughed. Are we at a point here in our county where that's even going to be a possibility?
Not yet, not to my knowledge. It's we've got very good employees. We run on a very tight budget line with employees. We don't have extra employees. And since we take good care of our employees and good benefits, when I get there in the morning, they're there oftentimes before 8 o'clock, and they're there 5 or later. And they work hard for Raleigh County because we do have good benefits, and I think we take very good care of our employees. And the one thing I hear from people when we once in a while we'll have a little money in savings, people don't really understand what that's for. And I understand yesterday, Shawnee County, their reserve money, about 10 years, they've raised from $3.5 million. They've got $33 million in reserve. So they're in very good shape. We just don't operate that way here. So I'm going to try to retain all of our employees because they're very much needed, and probably even more so once this COVID-19 is over.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll continue our conversation with Raleigh County Commissioner Ron Wells after this on News Radio KMAN.